It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
Good afternoon and welcome into the afternoon edition of the Money Matters Radio Network. It is 3:03. It is a Wednesday, middle of the week, June night, along with my co-host, Brendan King. How you doing today, Brendan?
I'm doing well. I'm looking forward to some really warm weather.
Yeah.
Getting by a hump day. It's almost like summer again. You know, gonna get that like 50 degree weather, I hear.
Isn't that crazy when it goes above, 20 or 30 that we...
Yet if we got this in September, we'd be like, what the heck is this? This is just too much. It's too cold.
Everything's freezing.
Relative, you know? And you can tell we're starting to get some erratic weather. You start getting those heaves in the road. I mean, coming into the driveway here, I felt like Bo Duke. I was like, you know, like bottoming out, coming in, the general, like leaving hubcaps on the side of the road. It's like, that's awful coming in just in the past week, because last week I came in.
Try doing it at 7 o'clock in the morning when you're starting to wake up. When you're late, yeah. You're trying to zoom in.
Pulling in there on two wheels, all the more erratic, you know?
What are those moguls? That's what we've got out there.
Yes, that's exactly
moguls.
It's certainly not a downhill. It's a mogul mogul course, for sure.
There is a trick to that, though, Brendan. You have to stay to the left, and you have to cling to the building on the left. There's some flat surface on that side.
So even though this has just recently happened, and you've already like know where to go in it. That's good.
Yeah, because I've got to go in and out of there every day. So yeah. I mean, you're coming in once a week. So you're pretty.
But I have noticed. I mean, honestly, last week I came in and it wasn't like that. And it was just like, you know, I live on a dirt road and it's better than that. I mean, that was really kind of an adventure.
That's right. You're way out in Princeton, Massachusetts.
That's right. That's right. And I think we'll be giving away some tickets.
Definitely. Yeah. Let's get that out there. Let's just let everybody know we are giving away tickets, ski lift tickets, adult ski lift passes to Wachusett Mountain in about, I don't know, a half hour, maybe 35, when Brendan says it's okay.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The Princetonite here is going to be relinquishing the tickets. And what is it, two adults, two kids? What is it?
It's four passes, okay. So it's two pairs.
Two pairs, yeah. Gotcha. I suppose adults relative anyways, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can ski down your own mountain anyway where you live.
That's right. So that's right. We do that every day. Every day we get up and we have to get off the hill. That's it's like skiing down to Route 140.
All right. So once again, stick with us for that, for those lift tickets to Wachusett Mountain at 888-205-2263. Also, Brendan King, Estate Preservation Law Offices out of Worcester, Massachusetts, in studio with us today. Any questions on anything we're talking about, 888-205-2263. So, Brendan, what are you bringing to the table today for
us? In the interest of continuing this, these new laws that came out in December, we had a lot of action going on in December, at least in the estate planning world, which, you know, changes, but it doesn't. So it was pretty exciting in December. Last week we talked about the federal estate tax laws that had come out. And talked about some of the specifics of that and how that affects us in estate planning. And then what I thought about today was, you know, hey, homestead, you know, that was also changed and it had been on the spit to be changed for a long period of time. And so that's what I thought we'd talk about today and some of the ins and outs. And like anything else, when you go through these new laws, I mean, you have an idea of what they are, but there may be questions and people can call in. And, you know, sometimes we just don't know until the stuff plays out. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't think of every scenario in the first month or two of it, which is really kind of why I wanted to have it, you know, settle in a little bit. Because actually this particular law doesn't really become effective to March 16th.
Oh, okay.
So even though it was passed or signed on December 16th, it's going to be, you know, retroactive, of course, but it won't go into effect until March 16th.
Okay, so let's start with the beginning then. Why don't you tell us what exactly is a homestead?
So what a homestead is it's a protection device. So based on the theory that, hey, you know, creditors can't take everything from you, okay? I always find it funny when you're looking at asset protection that people think, oh, well, is it a great we can have a few things? But there's always a reason why you get certain things. For instance, people can't touch your retirement accounts. You know, they can't touch your home. It's really because, you know, creditors go, okay, go feast on that carcass, but you're not going to make them a ward of the state. So we're going to have some state laws and guidelines because you can take a lot from this individual, but you got to have some – ability to stay in existence. And of course, there's this homestead that in the past you'd have to file to get any kind of protection. But with this respect to the new law, there's an automatic aspect to this homestead, which makes it very interesting. And I think that what we really appreciate about what has been done with the new legislation is it really was one of the most gray areas of estate planning or asset protection or real estate conveyancing, however homestead affect your particular practice. It was very gray, and people would ask us all the time, oh, you know, I refinanced my house. Does that revoke my old homestead? And honestly, we'd sit there and say, maybe. Not sure. I mean, our position in the office was that, the homestead would be subordinate to the mortgage. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't entirely clear. So very gray area of the law. And so what this Senate Bill 2406 that was signed by the governor on December 16th, did was it very much clarified or took some of those ambiguities away, the big ambiguities. And, of course, you know, there's always going to be a few things that maybe someone didn't think about or we'll have to clarify later, but it really took some of that gray matter and cleared it out. And so now we can definitively say, hey, this is what's going to happen. So that's what's very exciting for us is that now – we can tell people, you know, an answer. You know,
okay,
it's
so this
always
is a
nice.
Good thing.
Yeah,
then.
It is.
This
it's is definitely a good thing.
Good.
Definitely
right.
A good thing. And a lot of people worked hard to get it passed because year after year we would follow this bill and it would somehow just not get passed and have to get brought up again. And it's a good bill and it's good that it was signed and it definitely clarifies a whole bunch of stuff. And with that, we have today in the spirit of giving, I guess, post-Christmas, we're also going to be giving away, along with these ski tickets, our homestead handout. It's Understanding Homestead Protection. Is your home fully protected? Frequently asked questions and answers. So if people want to call our office at 508-751-5010, give us your name, and we'd be happy to send you a complimentary copy of this as well as put you on our mailing list. Again, 508-751-5010.
This is great to have because it breaks everything down for you.
Yeah.
If you don't know if you have a homestead, you're not sure.
Right.
You know, and a homestead is pretty much for anybody that owns property.
Yeah. Yeah, your primary residence, you know, and of course, you know, if you own property and then you rent, it's not going to help you much. But if you own property and you live there or you have a trust or you're a beneficiary of a trust and you live in the trust property, it's definitely going to be beneficial for you. And so I think, you know, I think for most of us, the home's the biggest asset. You've really got to pay attention to it. And this is something that you need to know about. And if you don't have one, you certainly want to look into getting one.
Okay, so once again, this is a pamphlet? Or, nice.
Yeah,
it's nice, whatever you're calling it today.
It's made of real gold.
Oh,
it's gold leaflet.
Okay.
Now, it's actually, we call it in the zone. It's kind of, a topical handout that we have for our clients.
Yeah, it's nice.
And certainly, you know, again, in the, we always want to educate our clients or have our clients be educated about what they're doing. And so that's part of our job. In doing so, you know, we want to make sure that people have access to this information and love to get it out to people. So, you know, give us a call, 508-751-5010.
It's easy to read, too, which
yeah.
is important.
Yeah, you know, we read all day, and if there's a way that you could spoon feed us, people always say, you know, hey, Brenda, can you read this on the weekends or something, you know, I can't even read my kid's Garfield book. Like, I'm just, burnt out,
yeah.
you know, but
oh,
with
yeah.
all the reading. So, like, yeah, any way we can, like, make it easier to read is much appreciated by us, as I'm sure everyone else.
All right, let's talk about this homestead then. How do we file a homestead, and does pretty much everyone who has property file this homestead?
Yeah, so if you really what you want to be thinking of is, you know, where do you live? And, again, if you own the property that you live in or if you're part of a family, where maybe the father or the mother, there's protection for minors as well under this Homestead Act, but the filing is done at the Registry of Deeds where your home is in the county that your home is located in Massachusetts. So for me, it's Worcester. You need to go Worcester Registry of Deeds and file that homestead. One of the big questions is, and I think it's a good one, is, you know, hey, I never filed one. Do I have any protection? Now under the old law, no. Under the new law, you don't have to file, and you do have some protection.
Oh.
Okay, so that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
You do have some backup, and it's not as much as a full protection, but in an era, in a time where home equity is low, because homestead protects home equity, okay, not necessarily, you know, just the fair market value of the home, because if you have a huge amount of money out on the home, a lot of people are upside down, or, you know, so there may not be enough to protect, but there's an automatic protection under this new rule of $125,000. So if you do nothing, you're protected for $125,000, again, in your primary residence that you own or are part of a family of. So you have that $125,000 automatic protection, but if you want the full protection, you've got to file, and that's where that $500,000 of equity comes in. Okay, so again, you know, you buy a house, do nothing, you get 125, but if you go ahead and proactively file, you can get that, you can bump that up quite a bit. Now, the question then becomes, well, and we've always seen it, well, you know, hey, I own this property with some other people. You know, what's the protection there? And we're going to find out when we come back after these messages.
All right. Tease us. Once again, Brendan King, Estate Preservation Law Offices out in Worcester. We're talking about this new homestead. We'll be back with more. This is the Money Matters Radio Network.
Learning to ski or ride has never been easier.
This is where I learned how to ski.
I took one of their classes and it was great.
Good staff, friendly.
I loved how they taught me.
They taught me how to ski.
They have a wide range of instructors.
It's a great mountain to learn how to ski on.
My friends that are beginners, I definitely recommend them take the lessons.
I actually went through all the classes. The classes were good.
So come on out. This is your year to learn.
Everything you need to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
Springtime in the backyard. Brought to you with a little help from Ace. For a limited time, buy a Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Kit for only $15.99 and get a $6 mail-in rebate, limit 2. A canopy chair, on sale for $19.99, and more. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn points. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Mark, someone is staring at me.
What, like making eyes at you?
Yeah, I guess.
Where? Over there?
Oh, behind you. He's sort of small, like a little stack of money, and he has these big eyes, like googly eyes. He's staring at me.
You sound like you're sort of enjoying this.
Well...
That's it. No, I'm looking.
Oh!
What, that? That's the money we could be saving with Geico.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com.
Yellow Book presents Quick Make a Decision Now, where people are asked to make snap decisions in emergency-like situations. Today's contestant is Bob, a small business owner looking to promote his business.
Hello.
We've placed him in a leaky boat in a tank with toxic chemicals.
Yeah, I'm sinking.
He has 10 seconds to answer the question. What's the best way to find customers for your business? A, put one of those annoying inflatable people thingies that shake their stupid arms in front of your business. Or B, advertise in Yellow Book.
This thing is really sinking.
Then you really should make a decision now, Bob.
Okay, Yellow Book. I'm going to choose Yellow Book, obviously. It's a Yellow Book commercial. Would you get me out of this thing?
Correct. Yellow Book can help you reach customers online, on their mobile, or in the book. Yellowbook.com has ratings and reviews, video ads, and more. And WebReach, Yellow Book search engine advertising program, places your ad across top search engines to drive visitors to your website. When your business needs help, the moment you need it, Yellow Book it. To advertise, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook.com today. Sound good, Bob?
Ah!
Stings, doesn't it? All right, somebody fish him out of there.
It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
Welcome back into the Money Matters Radio Network at 3:17 on a Wednesday, hump day, getting over the hump, heading into Thursday, the gateway to Friday, before you know it, the weekend's here.
That's right. That's right. The weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And actually, Monday for me, I don't know if you guys are, because that's not President's Day, right?
It's President's Day.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I'll be working in some capacity, but it's nice not to have to necessarily go into the office.
Yeah, get into that routine. I know we're open on Monday. I know we'll be in the office. Yeah. We'll be in the studio here.
Yep. Celebrate with your table talk cherry pies, you know, George Washington.
Yeah. Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
All right. June Knight, along with Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices out of Worcester, Massachusetts. And we're talking about this new Massachusetts Homestead Act 2011. Yeah. And Brendan, you brought to the table, all the changes and, situations and things we can look forward to, I guess, with this.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, you know, I think the most exciting thing about it is it was certainly drafted. I think you find in asset protection law and bankruptcy, there's a pendulum swing. And then you see different laws that get created. And in downtimes like this, you see a lot of a clarification, a lot of pro-debtor law here that gets passed. And then a few years ago, we had a bankruptcy act that was passed that was very much pro-credit card companies and people trying to collect. And so I think it really depends on the economic times and how things are going. But this is certainly, nice and I think nice for people with respect to protecting themselves, for one, but also, too, just as an advisor, just to kind of clarify things. And so what we're happy to do is put together this homestead handout, if you will. We call it In the Zone with EPLO and State Preservation Law Offices. And understanding the homestead protection and is your house fully protected? Again, a lot of frequently asked questions that you can take a look at that probably touches some questions that you may have, folks. 508-751-5010 for a free copy and to get put on our mailing list. Love to get you this. I think you'll find it very helpful, user-friendly, and reader-friendly.
I like this. Yeah. So Homestead Handout, double H.
Yeah, that's right.
They call your office. Yeah. And
give
then
me the double H. it sounds like, a remedy, but it really, a lot of times what a remedy can be, even if you do nothing else, is just to understand or put your mind at rest. And I think people's biggest question about homestead and what we always saw was with the refi, and we'll get into what happened with the refi and when people refinance their houses thinking they may have severed a homestead, which is always like, oh, the big scare was if they refinance their house to take advantage of a nice lower rate and they had previously filed a homestead, the big scare was, hey, did I sever that homestead? Because if I did, I want to refile one. But a refiling used to reset the old one. So you'd have a new filing date. So anything that happened in between would not be protected. Would not be a debt that would be, have homestead protection on top of. So that got a little scary, and for people's primary residence, that's a big deal to not have it. And again, we talked about the automatic. Where we left off was, hey, what happens if there's more than one owner? How does that work? Well, typically with husbands and wives or spouses or what have you, if you hold the house together in the aggregate as tenants by the entirety or any joint tenants, the aggregate that you can have is $500,000, okay, on regular filing. Now, if you own this by tenants in common or there are, so say my brother and I own it as tenants in common or there's three brothers own it as tenants in common, again, that $500,000 would be divided by our percentage of ownership in the property. So if I owned $300,000, like a three-fifths interest or tenant in common interest in this property, my protection would be $300,000. So it slices as to the ownership. Even if they don't live in the property, even if that's not their primary residence, my ability to claim homestead protection on that would be bifurcated in that fashion. So that's important. And also, too, with respect to trust, same thing. Because now, and we'll talk about this, you can file with respect to having property in trust, which was always a big question. If you have a property in trust, can we still protect that? The living trust, people always wanted to avoid probate. Well, the issue was, if I want to put my primary residence in there, and I'm a sole owner of it, and I put my primary residence in my living trust to avoid probate, I wouldn't be able to have homestead protection. At least that's what we used to tell our clients.
Okay.
So you had this thing. Well, we'd have to do probate on that if you passed away, but it would still get to the trust or the will, and we'd have to go through this whole thing. Because we in our office are big believers in lifetime asset protection before avoiding probate or anything like that. So we were certainly not going to advise someone to sever their homestead to just avoid probate. So, and some lawyers did. A lot of lawyers would just fund primary residences, put them right into the revocable trust. Some of them did that and filed homestead, but we were very conservative in our view of that, and we thought the law was pretty clear and said that you couldn't do it. Now, what happens with the trust is that instead of the individual filing it, the trustee has to actually file it. So the trustee would go to the registry of deeds, list out who the beneficiaries are, individuals who live there, and list them all, and then file that. So it's actually the trustee who does it. There's still some. This is one of the areas that isn't so clear yet. Is that we have things called nominee trust there. So if a trustee files it and a nominee trust holds it for the benefit of another trust, where that trustee is on the schedule of beneficial interest, are they the beneficiaries that have to file it, or who at the end of the day has to be listed as a beneficiary? So there's a few things, like anything else, when you have a new law that you kind of have to work through, and maybe someone said, oh, man, didn't think of that. You know, when you're putting the building, oh, didn't think of that. We should have made that a little bit more clear. But at the end of the day, I think this is, again, a much better piece of legislation than when we certainly had, and cleared up a lot of things. So with that, we talked about the trust. Another big question we used to always get is, what happens with proceeds? You know, so say, for instance, we sell our home, okay, and then we have an accident. A sale may sever the homestead, right? Are the proceeds, and I haven't bought another house yet, are the proceeds protected? Because now we're maybe staying, renting for some place. And the answer is yes, under the new law. Under the new law, that those proceeds will be protected for up to 1 year, or shorter than that if you reinvest them in a new house.
Okay.
So anything over the excess would not be protected anymore. So if you bought the new primary residence and then had some excess funds left over, well, those funds are immediately not protected. But anything that up until that point, up until that year, would be protected up into the amount of homestead protection that you had when you sold the house. So that's a nice thing, okay, a nice aspect that's clarified, because, you know, that does happen. The flip side of that is not just on sale, but what happens if the property's damaged, burned, you know, right? You get the proceeds from the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
In that scenario, actually, it's not 1 year, it's 2 years. So you actually have an extra year to get the property fixed. And if that money's sitting in account and put aside, that will have the special protection, or up until the point that it's the 2 year period, or shorter if you take the proceeds and then put it back into the house. At that point, it's over. And again, any excess is not protected. So we have the 1 year for the sale that you're sitting on, and then the 2 year period for any kind of damage that occurs to the house. So that's something that, again, frequently asked questions. These are on our frequently asked question list. Yeah, give us a call, 508-751-5010 for our handout, our homestead handout. And, you know, these are all things that, you know, if you're sitting at home quickly scratching out these notes, don't worry about it. Just give us a call.
It's all on there.
It's all on there. It's all on there. There's a couple of pictures on there, you know, nothing in particular to the homestead, but I always like pictures when I'm looking at something. It's a nice little distraction, so it's not all words.
The Leonard Zakim Bridge.
Yeah.
That's what you've got on there,
that's
Brendan.
That's right.
So if somebody gives your office a call, what are they walking into there? They're just going to give out their information, and they get this, but they get it in the mail?
They're going to get it in the mail, and then what they're also entitled to is get on our mailing list, because in addition to these handouts, brochures, forms and pamphlets that we do give out for our clients on specific issues, we also put out a newsletter that goes out to all of our clients, or anyone that's on our client list, but obviously we have some people who call in who are not necessarily clients but want to be part of the mailing list. And that's on any particular topic, and not necessarily the topic that we're talking about on the radio, but anything else that's happening in the news. The last one we did was talked about veterans benefits. But the world of estate planning constantly changes, and again, you know, we're the kind of the eyewitness news, if you will, of estate planning, kind of, you know, giving you the skinny on it, letting you know, hey, there's an issue here. This has changed. You may want to go talk to your professional. Again, being that professional, I'm happy to talk to you, but certainly, you know, if you want to bring it to somebody else, it's good sometimes just to know that this has happened, so then you can go back to your estate planning professional and just say, hey, you know, Kay Posse, what's the story with this new issue? I heard it on the radio.
Yeah.
Heard Brendan and June talking about it. You know, can you fill me in? And if they can't, certainly feel free to give us a call, 508-751-5010.
Brendan, I love the newsletter. You gave it to me last week. Yeah. And I love, there was an article in there that's, I think it said, when did I become a senior?
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, or how did I become a senior?
It does.
And when did it happen?
It creeps up on you. It does. I was just having lunch with somebody and he became a young grandfather and again, we were just talking about how quickly that stuff just happens. And suddenly,
that AARP magazine's coming in the mail. What is going on here?
Right, right. You know, you start taking, like, really thinking about Social Security. It's no longer a intellectual debate for you. It's actually a personal debate. Like, you know, it becomes something much more tangible.
They don't hesitate to send that thing out.
No, they don't.
You know, it's trying to find you to pay off your student loan, they can find you.
Yeah, yeah.
And finding you to that AARP magazine, they can find you. They should get the AARP people that send this out to find Bin Laden, because I think they'd be able to find that guy.
You know what? I'm also amazed. You mentioned student loans. I think schools are amazing at that. And because, you know, the times I've moved, I've had mail waiting in my post office from my alma mater saying, Brendan, congratulations on the move. And, hey, by the way, you forgot to contribute to the annual fund this year. We could really use your help.
Yeah, aren't they great?
Oh, it's
They're
amazing.
Great at that.
They are better than any private investigator. You know, I would not want to cheat on a school because they would have all kinds of pictures. You know, they know where I am, you know.
Too bad Whitey Bulger didn't go to college because they would find him.
I'm sure, yeah. If they were, you know, if he had gone to, you know, I could at least speak for my Holy Cross is amazing. They'll chase me down no matter where I am and you know, BU and Suffolk. Very good. You know, no matter where I am, they seem to find me. And they seem to have kept up with where I have gone since without me really contributing that information to the, you know, alumni updates, you know. You know, suddenly I'll see something with my new degree on it, like next to my name, you know, without me ever saying, hey, you know, I went on to this, you know, and they've got all that listed out. And,
imagine if you sent them money, if you gave them the money, they'd really find you then. Then you'd be on the special list.
Right, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Brendan's got a homestead handout. And they can call your office.
That's
to
right.
get it's free.
Yeah, it's free. 508-751-5010. Happy to hand it out to you. It's a free homestead handout, Understanding Homestead Protection. And is your home fully protected? Frequently asked questions and answers. Please give us a call, 508-751-5010.
Okay, and a lot more about this new Massachusetts Homestead Act for 2011 when we return. You're listening to the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is a Bloomberg Business Week update. I'm Carol Masser. The economy and the internet are combining to create the perfect storm for those who dream of a career in forecasting the weather on TV or radio. Josh Cherangle is the editor of Bloomberg Business Week.
The revolution on the web, but also the seriousness with which the Weather Channel and other folks have approached meteorology means that the weatherman is having a really hard time making it. And so what you're seeing is the weatherman's function being outsourced. So there are these new operations that are basically saying, well, with 8 people and a couple of computers, we can deliver a feed to your local station about what's really going on in the world, so you don't need to employ a full-time staff weatherman.
National Weather Association Executive Director Stephen Harned says anywhere from a third to half of people who graduate with degrees in meteorology this year won't be able to find a job. For more on this story, go to businessweek.com. I'm Carol Masser.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Hey, this is Dave calling in from MoneyMattersBoston.com here. Verizon and many other employers have come out with early retirement packages, and older workers have a very limited amount of time to make an informed decision. How much severance are you being offered? How does the offer affect your pension? Does the offer include health insurance? These are critical points to consider before you make a decision. Call us at 781-433-0001 and receive our free report, Evaluating an Early Retirement Offer. You should act quickly as you have to make a decision within 2 weeks of receiving your package. 781-433-0001. We can help you make an informed decision. This early retirement offer could be a great opportunity, and we can help you understand that opportunity. Call now for our free report called Evaluating an Early Retirement Offer. That's 781-433-0001. Again, 781-433-0001. Prepare yourself for this critical offer. 781-433-0001.
Your financial questions answered by the best local business professionals. Only here on the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in with your questions at 888-205-2263 or send us instant feedback on MoneyMattersBoston.com.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome into the Money Matters Radio Network, 333. It's June night, along with Brendan King of Estate Preservation Law Offices in Worcester on the Money Matters Radio Network. For questions today into the show, 888-205-2263. Brendan, we got them. We've got lift tickets, four of them, adult lift tickets to Wachusett Mountain to give away.
That's excellent. I'm very excited. We always get some good calls on this. We always get a huge call line going with those Wachusett. At this time of year, what else can you do? You got to go skiing, right?
Yeah.
And Tim and I were talking about that beforehand. I mean, he hasn't been out for a while, but I used to snowboard. I live on Wachusett Mountain, much more outdoorsy before I had all this raft of kids. And but it is fun. It is so much fun, and there's nothing like it. And it's really nothing better to do outside in the winter.
Well, okay. What number caller should we give these to? Pick a
historically,
number.
We've done the snowman,
yes,
8. Should
right.
we stick with the snowman, or should we drop it down to 7?
What do you think?
I'll throw a lucky 7 today.
Okay, let's do it. Seventh caller, 888-205-2263. That's 888-205-2263 for the four-pack of Wachusett lift tickets.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so
yeah.
There you have it.
Sweet.
So let's get back to it. We're talking about the Homestead Act, the new 2011 Homestead Act here in Massachusetts.
Right.
This is exclusive to Mass, right?
Yes, it is. And every state will have their own version of what Homestead is. And, for instance, in Florida, it's unlimited. And then, of course, you have the backdrop of bankruptcy, which is federal and has their own rules as to how they're going to use Homestead. But certainly what we're talking about today is Mass-specific. And for people who have their primary residence or Massachusetts domiciliaries, if you will, and that's where you and you bring up a good point because one of the questions we get a lot of times and is, hey, can I homestead my second home? It's still in Massachusetts, Brendan. Can I do that? And the answer is no, you can't. that's pretty straight, and that's always been the case. It's only your primary residence that you can file homestead with.
Okay, so if you have a house on the Cape,
that's right,
it's not included.
It doesn't work unless you decide that declare that to be your homestead and you can move. And you do that, you've got to refile down there, which sets a whole new homestead. So that is one of the ways that you can terminate and restart, but you've got to have the intent to have that be your primary residence. Now, we talked about before, one of the biggest, probably the biggest issue is the mortgage issue with homesteads. And we mentioned that before, and we talked about the snowman. It's really my eighth list or my snowman number point I wanted to make today, which is the, hey, I refied my house. Is there an issue now with my homestead? And the issue is no. The homestead is subordinate to the mortgage, and that's made very clear now, which is excellent because, again, you can go ahead and grab that lower rate and not have to worry about resetting that.
That's good because how many people refinanced
exactly.
in the last year or two?
Yeah, and it makes good sense. It makes good sense, and that's what we always assumed it was, but it just wasn't clear. The other big thing that we always have is that, of course, we have this regular homestead, but then there's something called, probably not the greatest marketing tool. We talked about the being older and them finding you. Well, they call this the elderly slash disabled homestead. So when you get to a certain point in your life, 62 years of age or you're disabled, you can actually file for an individual homestead. And with that, you can actually get your own $500,000 of equity. So if you're both over 62, both disabled, you can each have, you know, if you're husband and wife or two spouses, each have $500,000. So that's $1 million together, which is great. So you can actually bump that up.
Okay.
For those of us who have that kind of equity in their home these days. It's nice to know it's there.
Yeah.
It's nice to know it's there.
Okay, so you're talking about being 62 and being disabled.
Or disabled. Yeah, either one, you can actually file this personalized homestead, because the other homestead protects the family. This is a one that runs personal to the individual who's filing it. Okay, so this is actually what we called an elderly or disabled homestead. Again, probably not the greatest, thing to, hey, congratulations, you qualify for the elderly homestead.
Right.
What else did you win? So, it's nice. It's good to have, particularly if you have one spouse who goes over 62 and one under, it's good for them to file, because you actually get more homestead protection, because the one who goes over 62 can get the 500 on their own homestead. And if we had one filed on the one who's under that age, in the aggregate, remember, we had that 500, so there's another 250 there. So you can actually kind of cobble those together to get still a good idea to do. Still a good idea to do. So if you have someone who does cross that threshold, filing that homestead is a good idea. Now, the question is, and that leads into another question we used to always get, which is, how many homesteads can I file? And if I file a new one, does it revoke the old one? And yeah, it did. Not the old 1A. The old elderly or disabled homesteads, you could stack, okay? In other words, you could file that on top of a pre-existing, what we call a Section 1 homestead, and it wouldn't sever that. But if you filed Section 1 regular homestead on a Section 1, it would reset the date, and the newest one counted. So if there was any claim in between then you'd have a problem. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. So if you have a valid homestead and you later on file another one, you don't have to worry about resetting that, okay? So people all the time said, oh, my gosh, I filed it, I reset it, and we had a claim in between, someone filed a lien, we're out of luck. No, don't worry about it, because if the one you had filed already was valid, will always go now under the new law to the first one that you had. So all that time in between is still protected. So the big question is if someone says, well, I'm not sure if I have one filed or not. Under the new law, you almost say, well, you might as well be sure that the one you had is valid. If it's not, filing a new one couldn't hurt you, because if it is, then that's going to hold. But if it doesn't, then it's good that you had filed it anyways, if that makes any kind of sense.
Okay. No, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
So, yeah. So, again, some of this stuff, again, is a little bit, it's clarified, still a little complicated, still got a few things to kind of, tweak on it, and I'm sure we will as we go through the motions.
Okay. We do have a winner for the Wachusett Ski passes, ski tickets, Chris in Salem, New Hampshire. Hey, Chris, welcome into Money Matters. How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing all right. You ski?
We most certainly do.
Excellent. Excellent. It's nice to see New Hampshire people coming down to Mass to ski instead of Mass going up to New Hampshire.
For us, we have relatives out there, so we find ourselves out there quite a bit.
Oh, that's great.
So we're really looking forward to it.
I know you're in New Hampshire, but do you have a homestead? You're familiar with a homestead?
Yeah, certainly. Own property in Massachusetts as well. And, I think there's, as you're... Yes, it's stated here, there was some confusion whether or not the mortgage actually, when it was refinanced, the homestead was extinguished. I think the courts even had some problems determining that, too.
Yeah, exactly. It was very, very gray. And, the nice thing about this new law is that it clarifies all that and actually clarifies it for the better for us as homeowners, for sure.
Yeah. I think you might want to... warn your listeners is that there's companies out there that without scruples that will charge people $500-$600 to do this while it's a very easy application online.
Yeah, it's funny. I have heard that, and you bring up a great point. And just so people know, it's $35 to record it.
Wow.
Okay, so it's if someone's going to charge some big dollars, we actually do it for our clients as just a matter of course. I mean, they cut a check for like $35, and it's a done deal. But that's a great point, Chris, because there are charlatans everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, hey, Chris, enjoy those lift tickets to Wachusett Mountain, and thank you so much for listening into the program Money Matters.
Good job, June. I appreciate the show, and I appreciate the professionalism on the show.
No problem. There you go.
Thanks,
Brendan
Chris.
King. There you go.
Hey, yeah, and for those of you who want to call in for more than just lift tickets. You want to call in for some frequently asked questions for our Homestead handout that in the zone with EPLO. Understanding Homestead Protection, 508-751-5010, 508-751-5010. Love to get you this. It's very helpful handout, very easy to read, and very easy to apply. As we said, it's $35. It's not something that is any kind of heavy lifting as far as reading is concerned. So, but it is some good info.
Okay, the big question: does this homestead protect us from the nursing home costs?
Yeah, that's a great question because we get that all the time.
Do you?
We get that all the time, and the answer is, it doesn't. And a lot of people think it does. And what we're talking about is protecting ourselves from, you know, your general run of the mill creditor. And there's people. I mean, it protects us from most creditors. And what I will say is this: is definitely not the nursing home. Okay, definitely not the mortgage you have. Right. Also, liens recorded prior to the homestead, no protection there. So if someone actually records the lien prior to you having the homestead, now you'll have the automatic, of course, when that law comes. And by the way, folks, law's not here yet. As I said, March 16th is when this thing will kick in. So if you actually had a lien prior to that, you're not going to get that automatic protection. Also, federal, state, and local taxes, no protection there for that. So if you owe money in those circumstances, you're not going to get any homestead protection. Support of a spouse or child, judgment for fraud, mistake, duress, undue influence, or lack of capacity. So I'll leave you with those for any of you people out there who may have some issues in that department. Homestead is not going to help us.
It's not a cop-out.
No.
Homestead is not a cop-out. All right, we'll return in a few minutes. You're listening into the Money Matters Radio Network.
Yellow Book presents Quick, Make a Decision, Now, where people are asked to make snap decisions in emergency-like situations. Today's contestant is Bob, a small business owner looking to promote his business.
Hello.
We've placed him in a leaky boat in a tank with toxic chemicals.
Yeah, I'm sinking.
He has 10 seconds to answer the question. What's the best way to find customers for your business? A, put one of those annoying inflatable people thingies that shake their stupid arms in front of your business. Or B, advertise in Yellow Book.
This thing is really sinking.
Then you really should make a decision now, Bob.
Okay, Yellow Book. I'm going to choose Yellow Book, obviously. It's a Yellow Book commercial. Would you get me out of this thing?
Correct. Yellow Book can help you reach customers online, on their mobile, or in the book. Yellowbook.com has ratings and reviews, video ads, and more. And WebReach, Yellow Book's search engine advertising program, places your ad across top search engines to drive visitors to your website. When your business needs help, the moment you need it, Yellow Book it. To advertise, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW or visit yellowbook.com today. Sound good, Bob?
Ah!
Stings, doesn't it? All right, somebody fish him out of there.
It's a real mountain right in your backyard.
This is a real mountain. High-speed lifts, ski resort atmosphere.
You get the amenities that big mountains have.
The lodge is wonderful. The nachos are the best.
It's a miniaturization of the big mountains up north.
Gives you a big mountain feel.
I was amazed at how many trails there were. It's big. I really didn't expect it to be that big.
We're right down the road, and we're open till 10 o'clock every night.
Everything you needed to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
Springtime in the backyard. Brought to you with a little help from Ace. For a limited time, buy a Miracle-Gro Liquifeed Kit for only $15.99 and get a $6 mail-in rebate, limit 2. A canopy chair on sale for $19.99 and more. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn points. Plus, get expert advice to save you time and money. Now that's a value. Hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Prices good at participating stores while supplies last. See store for details.
It's a real mountain right in your backyard.
This is a real mountain. High-speed lifts, ski resort atmosphere.
You get the amenities that big mountains have.
The lodge is wonderful. The nachos are the best.
It's a miniaturization of the big mountains up north.
Gives you a big mountain feel.
I was amazed at how many trails there were. It's big. I really didn't expect it to be that big.
We're right down the road, and we're open till 10 o'clock every night.
Everything you needed to know about Wachusett is at Wachusett.com.
I'm about to present to you a straightforward commercial for GEICO, the third largest personal auto insurer in the country. Last year, over 3 million drivers switched to GEICO, and GEICO received a customer satisfaction rate of 97%. Standard & Poor's has consistently awarded GEICO a AAA rating for financial strength. This is usually where I'd say something cute or clever, but like I said at the beginning, We're keeping this straightforward. Goodbye to you now.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
It's the Money Matters Radio Network. Call in toll-free to ask your financial questions at 888-205-2263 or log on to moneymattersboston.com.
There's the music. That means we're back. Money Matters Radio Network, Afternoon Edition, June night, along with Brendan King. Brendan King is with Estate Preservation Law Offices out in beautiful, gorgeous Worcester, Massachusetts.
Worcester.
Worcester.
Welcome to Worcester.
Yeah, and we're talking about a homestead handout that Brendan has today, which is pretty cool because we've got this new Homestead Act here in Massachusetts 2011. And if you've got the old homestead, you are so 2010. You're so right. Yesterday.
Right, right. And the good news is, folks, is that when this law does go into effect, it was signed in December, but effective March 16th, your old homesteads will get, it'll come back and reach back. So in other words, and this is helpful to understand this, is so that, if you have a valid homestead and you refied and you weren't sure under the old rule, well, when this new rule goes into effect, that your homestead's going to be fine. Because it's going to make that that homestead subordinate to that particular mortgage. So it's nice so that even if you have one, now someone might say, well, should I file a new one? It's, again, as I said, it won't hurt because if you had a valid one to begin with, the new one that you file is only going to make the, go back to the old one anyways. I guess what you lose is a few bucks, like $35 to record it. Yeah. So
I think
what's $35 between friends?
Well, $35 is $35. Yeah.
June owes me $35.
In quarters.
Right.
I think back to when I bought my place, Brendan, and thank God I had a closing attorney.
Yeah.
And thank goodness he told me about the homestead.
Sure. Yeah. It's great.
And that's something that this new homestead.
Yeah.
It forces
it
people
does.
To it, tell
it,
you about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, there's a lot of obligations. And again, I don't do a lot of any conveyancing work. But yes, you're exactly right, June, is that, there's going to be now obligations. And a lot of the real estate attorneys who are out there doing conveyancing work and what have you are going to have to, get into this and explain what it is. And people who are selling properties are going to now have to say, make declarations that, hey, I'm selling this property and there's no one else in the household who has protection because when I file homestead protection, and say I'm the only owner of the house, I have to declare, even if my wife's not on the title, that she lives there and that I have four kids under 22 because they all have rights, even though I am the owner. Now, they can't prevent me from getting a mortgage, but when I make that sale, I have to declare that, we're all okay, we're going with it, and that there's no rights left behind. So, yeah, you're exactly right. So there's going to be a little bit more of an obligation now on these conveyancing attorneys to make some of these declarations or make people aware of what's going on.
Yeah, because, why would, if you've got a good realtor, why would they not tell you about this at the closing? Or why would an attorney not tell you about this?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of malpractice out there. But, they have to now. And in the past, when I had worked at, a firm that did a lot of real estate, I know that they were very good about, getting people to file that right away and making people aware of what it was. And almost more important then because even though you need to do it now, at least now if you didn't do it, you have an automatic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that automatic is probably going to protect you right away because the automatic is $125,000. For most people who buy a house, what does a bank require you at most to put down like 20%? So $125,000 is going to get you into the $600,000 mark. So if the 20, again, like
at least you got something.
You got something that's protecting the equity in your home right from the get-go. So yeah, I mean, which begs the question, why weren't more people doing that before? Again, we don't know. We actually are, right on our intake sheet and our estate planning intake sheet that we give our clients, we actually have questions about that. Do you have one? When did you file it? And we actually will look into it for our clients because from an asset protection, estate planning point of view, need to have it, which is, again, why we have this In the Zone with EPLO handout, homestead handout, free, 508-751-5010. Give us a call. We'll be happy to send you one. And for those of you who call, we'll also get you on our mailing list so that you can keep up with what's going on in the estate planning and asset protection world because that world changes all the time.
Okay, so you're talking a lot about, protection, protection, protection. And first thing that comes to mind is Do I even need homeowner's insurance now with this homestead?
Yeah, that's always a good one. It always makes me chuckle. Because, you absolutely do. Because remember, the homestead protection is talking about protecting us from creditors, our personal creditors who are coming after us. And it says, okay, yeah, I've got some equity here. You can't touch that. Now, if I lose my home to a fire and it burns down, well, I want to have the home up. I'm not a creditor to myself. I want my home back. And so you still need to have that insurance there to protect any damage or anything that happens to your asset. So in one sense, the homestead protects you as a creditor, the homestead from creditors. In other words, this is my asset. You can't touch it. Okay. But I also want to protect it in case it's destroyed. And that's really what, you know, the homeowners is there for also, too. You know, if you get a mortgage or anything else, you're required to have some of these things. So you certainly need it. Not only should you have homeowners, proper auto insurance, but we tell all of our clients, you know, get an umbrella.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cheap money. Get an umbrella policy to cover you from some of those things that fall through the cracks. Again, the umbrella. The idea of the umbrella is that it covers a lot more than, you know, just your home and your auto, things that might come up in your everyday life. Always better to have that insurance there if something were to happen, that protection. You got an 18-year-old, you know, wheeling around in your car. These are the things that you need to think about. So we're talking about the homestead protection protecting the particular asset, but the insurance itself, the asset from others, the insurance itself protecting the asset in and of itself from loss. And that's so, again, you know, a long-winded answer to your question. Absolutely, you need it. Absolutely, you need it.
Okay, once again, it's Brendan King on the show today, on your Wednesday. He's in every Wednesday from 3 until 4 o'clock. Studio lines are 888-205-2263, 888-205-2263. If you've got a question about any of this, Brendan King, Estate Preservation Law Offices. What else do we need to know about this?
Well, one thing that was also made clear was manufactured mobile homes, you know, and, you know, you've got actually asset protection there too, if that's your primary residence.
Oh, yeah.
And as my understanding of it is you can file at the registry of deeds, even though there's no deed, to the property, you still can file on that. Because if you think about it, what you own is, I guess, you know, to chattel. You know, you don't own, you know, the real estate, you actually own the structure. So you can actually get homestead protection on that. That was made clear under the new law.
Yeah, because mobile homes, they're not what they used to be.
Yeah.
The mobile homes are looking like
some of them
big homes.
Yeah.
That's just like a hookup out in the woods anymore.
Yeah.
It's come a long way, actually. You wouldn't even know if it was a mobile home.
Right.
It's interesting.
Right. So you get some of these rappers who say that from trailer parks. Like, hey, have you seen some of these trailer
parks? You have a better house than I do.
No.
Nice hookup.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense that you'd want to get some protection on these things. And I always... I always stick my foot in my mouth when a mobile home. There's a difference between a mobile home, a motor home, and a there's a whole bunch of differences, and I have not made that clarification, but just know that manufactured homes in general have this protection now. We talked about already how the new law is going to carry in, so an already recorded homestead is going to be fine. One thing it also does is it talks about and clarifies marriage, death, and divorce. Okay, so again, I indicated this a little bit when I was talking about, or June, you had brought the great question on an attorney's obligation on a closing and some of the things that now have to be declared as far as who has rights still in the home. Even though they're not an owner, they still may have rights under that home under homestead. And just know now, an existing declaration automatically protects a spouse upon marriage. So if I own a house, I marry my wife, she's automatically protected under the homestead now, okay? So that offers her protection. And same thing in divorce. If that marriage ends in divorce, she has protection there too. So if I end up leaving the house, she's there. She's protected under that homestead. And then also too, what was made very clear is that a surviving spouse automatically succeeds to a deceased declarant's homestead. So if I were to pass, my homestead is now her homestead.
Okay.
So these are things that, again, in the interest of the pendulum swing of being in downtimes, protecting people, this law really just, you know, makes it very clear and broadens and wants to protect these surviving spouses in these situations, which, again, is very helpful because, you know, people aren't thinking about this when their spouse dies. Oh, am I protected on the homestead? It's automatic now. Don't worry about it. You're already protected. So, you know, those are some of the big points I wanted to make. June actually had brought up some great questions. I always have a few good ones, and I'll mention just a couple to tantalize the taste buds off of for our frequently asked questions.
All right.
One of the things is the old, we talked about it before, the second homestead we mentioned, and we also talked about the second home. That also is protected. But again, getting back to the particular circumstance with children, and a child in the home will actually have be protected by the homestead, and that homestead will become terminated when that child turns, they call it the age of majority, which is now 22. Talk about the Nintendo generation, right?
Right.
Yeah, the new age of majority is now 25.
What's the Pac-Man generation? 50?
I know. You got these 40? Kids at home who are like, you know, bigger and look older than I do. And, you know, they're still like,
yeah,
you know.
It's interesting, isn't it?
It really, how the law like adapts to the time,
I
right?
I think it's vitamins or something.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's, it really,
that's funny.
It really is amazing. You got these kids who are playing like, you know, Nintendo on their parents' couch. They look like they're 35 years old. Some of them are 35 years old. I mean, let's face it, folks.
Right.
So again, June talked about the nursing home. We talked about the filing fee. We talked about homeowners insurance. We talked about subordination to the mortgage. These are all things that are mentioned in our frequently asked question. Some of the things that I was going through were certainly some of my notes, but these are all things, folks, that are talked about on our frequently asked questions, which is a 3-page handout talking about the new homestead law, which was signed in December 16th, going into effect March 16th. And if you want a copy of this, it's 508-751-5010, 508-751-5010. Happy to get that to you. Happy to put you on our mailing list and make you a part of the EPLO family.
Not ELO, EPLO.
That's right, Estate Preservation Law Offices.
Okay,
yeah.
And you're out of Worcester, Massachusetts, and I just want to say thank you so much. It's Brendan King, everybody. Google him.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll get all the information.
You can tell,
he's on there.
You can tell like how out of touch I am. Yeah, send me a Google.
Link me to a Google.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Right. Send me a Google, folks. I love to Google.
All right. Brendan King, Estate Preservation Law Offices. Thank you so much, Brendan. We'll see you in here next Wednesday at 3 o'clock.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay. And that'll close things out for the Money Matters Radio Network.
This is the Money Matters Radio Network, WBNW 1120 AM Concord, Boston, WPLM 1390 AM Plymouth, and WESO 970 AM Southbridge. It's Money Matters at 9 and Stu Taylor at 11. The Money Matters Radio Network.